Hi, good morning. I am Yang Bohe from North Dakota State University. And my topic today is behaviors of sodium affected soils, implications for subsurface drainage. As those two previous speakers said, sodium affected soils have high amounts of sodium. The U.S. Salinity Laboratory classified them as sodium adsorption ratio greater than 13, and electrical conductivity is less than 4 decisiemens per meter, and the pH is also high, most of the time is greater than 8. Those sodium-affected soils usually restrict water flow in soils and can cause excessive water pounding in the field. It is at, where is the curse? Okay. As shown in this picture, we can see a lot of water pounding in the field. Also, the crop production is very low, and in many conditions, the growth is very ununiform. This is a picture of the corn field grown in sodium-affected soils. So many of those fields have been tile drained. Try to remove the extra sodium in order to increase the crop production. But why do we care after the drainage have been installed? The soil structure may be changed after tile drainage when the salts were drained out due to the change of soil physical and chemical properties. And this can be we explained by the Guay-Chapman theory here in this equation, where the thickness of the diffuse double layer is related with the valent charge Z and the ionic strength I. And when the drainage occurs, as I said, the salts are drained out, then the ionic strength I is decreased. And here is the figure and shows the thickness of the diffuse double layer is increasing when the ionic strength is decreased. And also in this kind of soils, it's dominated by monovalent charge sodium. Then the divalent cations like calcium or magnesium. So that again, the diffuse double layer is increased in this sodium dominated situations. And as it can be shown here, in this situation, the adjacent clay particles would come close to each other. They will overlap and then cause a repulsion. This is the basis for soil dispersion to occur. And of course, it's different from when the calcium is dominated. And here is a demonstration of how it really occurs in the soil profile with tile drainage. The BTN horizon is where the sodium is located. We call it the BTN horizon. The salts are drained out through the tiles here, and the electrical conductivity or ionic strength is decreased because we cannot get any compensation of salts from groundwater compared to, without tile drainage. And as I explained in the previous slide, when the ionic strength or electrical conductivity is decreased, the dispersion may occur. And here it shows how it happens. The individual clay particles is separated from the original soil aggregates when it's met with water, and in the bottom tree you can see it gets very cloudy, and those are the separated particles. Now those particles will block soil pores here as it shows. Then the water movement is restricted compared to look at this is healthy soil with good aggregates and water flow has no problem. And swelling is another mechanism I'm going to talk, and is the one I'm going to talk for mainly today's presentation. it also restricts water flow. So for both of those functions, either swelling or dispersion, they, when those occur, the tile drainage performance is affected. You know, it doesn't work as we expected to drain the sodium or drain the water out. The swelling occurs in the interlayer spacing of the soil clays. As it's shown here, the top and the bottom are the 2-to-1 clays, and this is the interlayer spacing between them. In this space, the ions staying over there were hydrated, and the sodium, because of its low, only 1 plus charge, has a weak bridge between the top and the bottom clays, and it also has it won't interrupt the waters that is maintained there. So with more water entering into the interlayer, the clays top and the bottom were pushes apart. Then the soil volume is increasing. We call this swelling. Also, the gravimetric water retention and fuel capacity is also increased. And I said in this presentation, I mainly focused on swelling in order to understand how the tile the drainage and swelling works. The objectives were to determine the influence of sodium and the EC on the amount of water retained at fuel capacity in the Northern Great Plains tile drain the sodium affected soils. In this study, we have 4 soil series collected from Richland County, North Dakota. Those series are X-line, Sterium, Rhine, and Bearden. And here, I only talks about one soil. It's called X-line soil. It's a natural, it's a molly soil and sodium affected soil. Soils were collected from four depths to 90 centimeters, and we also have solution of 6 levels of EC ranging from 0.5 to 15 decisim per meter, and we also have 4 SER levels that is similar to the saturated paste SER of the 4 depths of soils we collected. And the soils then were treated by the combination of SER and EC, and then we determined the water content at 1/3 bar, that is fuel capacity water content. We also have a reference treatment. We call it a normal soil. This is a situation we treated by a solution with no sodium, but had a high electrical conductivity, about 15. We say it's normal. And here is the results: the fuel capacity water of soil change with the electrical conductivity. When we take 2 depths, for example, 0 to 15, and 60 to 90 centimeters. And as we can see from the 2 depths, the fuel capacity water are all above the value at the reference lines, indicating that the sodium would help to increase more waters for those soils. And for both of the depths, the fuel capacity water also decrease with the increase of electrical conductivity. If we see the depths of if we see the depths of 0 to 15 centimeters, we can see the water fuel capacity change from about 0.22 to about 26, 14% change. Then at the other depths, the deepest depths, the value changed from about 0.26 to about 0.36, about 33% change of the water. And this is another one for the fuel capacity water relationship with sodium adsorption ratio. We also take only two examples with EC. The top one is EC 0.5, and the bottom one is EC 15 decibel per meter, for example. When we look at the soil treated at EC 0.5, the fuel capacity water is increasing with the increase of SER. And then at the same SER levels, the soil fuel capacity water at the 0.5 are always greater than that at EC 15 decibel per meter, which indicates that the salts in this situation are beneficial for the sodium-affected soils to prevent extra water retention in the field. And here is a table of the statistical analysis of the combination SER and the EC effect on the soil fuel capacity water. And we did least significant difference to compare their different. And those values point something, those values are the fuel capacity water and also are the four depths. And in the column are the fuel capacity water. We can see here we just look at the capitalized letters A, B, C, D that indicated the difference between SER effect. We can find that they are significantly different from each other. And again, the value is increasing with depth from surface 0.25 to the deepest one, 0.36 gram per gram. And for the role, we just look at the electrical conductivity effect at the same depth. The fuel capacity water values are significantly different from each other, except for the treatment at 0.5 and 1 decibel per meter. Again, just here we just look at the lowercase letters. Sorry, it's maybe a little bit complicated for the letters. The A, lowercase B, C, D, and E. But here we have to note that at the surface depth, when SER is about 7, it's a lot lower, the fuel capacity water was not significantly different. So when we consider a sodium-affected soils for their effect or treatment, we have to consider both the salt levels and the sodium level. They cannot look at just one part. And here is a table. We made this because if we want to quickly know how much excess water a sodium-affected soil can be absorbed or their magnitude of swelling, we compare the fuel capacity water at reference solution and reminder again, the reference solution is treatment of SER 0, but EC is 15. And this one is the fuel capacity water obtained at EC 15 and at the respective SERs. We found for two depths, they are not significantly different. And for two depths, they are significantly different, but the difference values is very small. It's 0.01 some values. So the fuel capacity water treated at the reference solution can be used as a base to calculate the extra water absorption via soils. Also, as I mentioned before, the reference situation is treated by SER 0, no sodium effect. So a healthy soils can be used as a base to calculate the same soil series water absorption when it is affected by sodium. And again, we also analyzed the saturated hydraulic conductivity of the X-line soils. The value is decreasing with the increase of SER, and we can see at the two depths, SER about 24 and 28, the hydraulic conductivity values are almost zero. And we also analyzed the effluent for the chemical factors EC, SER, and transmittance for dispersion, but we didn't find any dispersion here for alkaline soil. So we attribute the reduction of hydraulic conductivity to swelling in this situation. And other researchers also found swelling would contribute to the reduction of hydraulic conductivity by Curtin or Shabdai. So using their relationships and the findings in our study, we found hydraulic conductivity may decrease to about one-third of its original value when swelling occurs, when electrical conductivity is decreased below about 4. And when the swelling occurs and the water retention increase, hydraulic conductivity decrease. So in the field, it turns to be like this. Like in these areas, it remains wet longer than the normal surrounding healthy soils because these zones are high sodium affected. And we can see the trafficability is also seriously influenced. So as a conclusion, we found the swelling is a major mechanism controlling water adsorption in sodium-affected soils. And fuel capacity water is an indicator for the swelling. And those are related with both soil sodium and the solution electrical conductivities. And the EC levels have to be maintained above a certain value for sodium-affected soils to prevent the adverse effects. But in our situation for alkaline soil, we find that the value is 4 decibels per meter. And even though the U.S. Salinity Laboratory defined SER value of 13 as a sodium-affected soil limitation value, but we found the SER values around the 5 or 7 in our soils also have an adverse effect. So their amendments should be considered in tile drainage for sodium-affected soils to compensate the loss of the soil salts through tile drainage systems. Yeah, thank you. Take any questions you may have.